God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Good to be with you here on this eclipse day. Gobasiki. And we want to read you in real quickly in the book of Psalm, chapter 43. I do believe around verse number 1 to 5. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I a mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them that lead me, let them bring me unto the holy hill, unto the tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, and unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp would I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Thank you right now for Rabado Shokolaba. And we do once again, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I will shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, O my God. I want to thank that. Sometimes you got to speak to your soul. Sometimes you got to speak to yourself and say, why are you cast down, my soul? For I shall yet praise him. Sometimes you got to tell yourself, yet praise the Lord. Yet praise him. A countenance can be a person's face or facial expressions, you know, facial features and whatnot. Countenance, in other words, can be for face or especially vicious, meaning expression, the expression appearing of face of the Lord as he looks for people. The phrase is also well known as using Aaron's blessings. For the health of my countenance. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we learn, Father God, how to speak to ourselves. Countenance, facial expressions, face, front, visage, countenance, surface, glory to God. Able so-called form, a shape, or fashion, support, assistance, help, countenance, uphold, subscribe, countenance, favor. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I want to speak this into your spirit. Put a smile on your face today. Go by. Don't be walking around frowning and walking around upset and visibly just all messed up in body and spirit right now. Put a smile on your face right now in the name of Jesus. And I want you to keep smiling. I don't know exactly what you're going through. I don't know exactly what it is that has you cast down. I don't know if it's a sickness. Is it a disease? Is it your mom and your daddy, your sister, your brother, your cousin? Is it a man or a woman? Is it a job or a situation? What is going on in your spirit, Global Circle, that's not allowing you to have a smile, that has you discontented, that has you disquieted, that way you can't hope in God, who is the health of my countenance? Listen, let us look at the word health for a minute. As we begin to pray the word, one of the things that you got to remember is that when you pray to God, we got to learn how to pray the word. That health means soundness, health, the strength, and the certainty of thing. I'm praying right now in the name of Kuba. Health comes from a healing. Did you know that your smile has healing in it? Your smile has healing in it. It only can it heal you. It can heal somebody that's around you. Hear about the health. That's why the enemy doesn't want you to smile anymore. He doesn't want you to laugh anymore. Deliverance, the health, the helping, the salvation, the saving health. Right now, health. Grab out that health for your. Right now, I declare right now that your smile has healing in it. My God, whoever you, somebody right now is going to be going through something. And somebody right now is even thinking about suicide, perhaps. That's in your own family. But I decree and declare and I prophesy to you that your smile is going to heal them. There's a lot of people right now that get joy in their spirit from your smiling face, from your energy that you bring forth. And right now, that's why the enemy has had you cast down. He has your soul cast down. He has you. Let's look at that word cast down for him as we prepare to pray. We want to look at the word cast down. And if some of you don't know, you got to understand. See, when you pray the word, the enemy don't want you to pray the word. He wants you to pray your feelings. See, he wants you to pray your feelings. He wants you to pray the problem. But he don't want you to pray the solution, which is the word. Cast down. Cast down a soul. Cast down of the soul. I prophesy over you health, but not just in your body, in your face or expressions. Cast down, I mean cast off, to throw away. Cast off, cast down, to throw away. Those who are without the revelation. This cast down and cast off really means that those that are without the revelation of God, those without God, a God purpose in their life, and those without godly vision, those who live a purposeless lives, their lives are lived lawlessly in vanity, with those who are living in deceit. Did you know that the enemy, Rabba Dishikoraba, can deceive you and think that God is not with you anymore? The physical act of throwing down something, casting aside something, or an important sense, abandonment. Why is your soul feels like God has abandoned you? You feel hopeless and in despair. Your soul feels this. Right now, the devil is a lie. Let me go. Let's go. He says, so why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Now, let's look up disquieted. Because the enemy don't want you to get into the word. He don't want you to pray the word. But you can't pray the word if you're not understanding it. So you can get to the point in your life where you become disquieted. So let's look it up for a minute. Yeah, you're going to smile today. Some of you haven't smiled in a long time, but you're going to smile today. Disquieted means this. It can mean to be worried or uneasy. Have you ever had a soul that's worried or uneasy? My so-called, I'm gonna leave it right there. Go by say, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we're gonna hope in you. We're gonna trust in you. We're gonna start speaking to our souls and tell it to hope thou in God. Even now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we know the enemy doesn't want us to speak the word. The enemy doesn't want us to get into the word. The enemy doesn't want us to pray the word. So right now, so we don't worry about anything anymore. Eba said, we're going to speak wisdom into ourselves. We're going to speak wisdom. We speak wisdom. The hidden wisdom. We speak it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rabbi, we lift you up in Jesus' name. We glorify in Jesus' name. We say to our soul, why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted? We're going to hope thou in God. What can be the remedy for being disquieted? What can be the remedy for being cast down? What is the remedy for being our souls being troubled? What is the remedy for our souls being worried? What is the remedy? What is the remedy for a confused spirit? Right now, it's the hope thou in God. We put our trust in God. We don't put our trust in ourselves. We don't put our trust in churches or in people. We don't put our trust in pastors and deacons. We don't put our trust in the economies. We don't put our trust in the eclipse. We don't put our trust in signs and wonders. But we hope thou in God. That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to hope thou in God. Somebody's soul is cast down. Somebody been disquieted. Somebody been worried in their soul. Their soul has been troubled. Their soul has been troubled. They're troubled about many things. They're troubled about a marriage. They're troubled about a man. They're troubled about a woman. They're troubled in their spirit. But we speak out of that book quarter about the hope thou in God. We hope in the Karabukuraba in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak this right now in Jesus' name. We glorify you right now. Kabautuhu. In the Bukuraba, see, in Jesus' name. We believe you right now. We hope in your word. We believe in your word that if we shall ask anything in your name, that you will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. We believe in your word, Father God. That they shall, if there any sick among you, then let him call for the elders of the church, and they will anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and if he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. So we hope in thy word, Father God, that in the book, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We hope in thy word, Father God, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We hope in thy word, Father God, that says that you shall never leave us, neither shall you forsake us. We feel like that's what being discontented and disquieted and cast down is all about. We think we may be thinking that you have left us, but right now they never call about. Not only have you left us, but in a time of trouble, you shall hide us in your pavilion. And our head shall be lifted above our enemies. So right now, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.